But we thought we'd just spend a few minutes thinking about what is the whole story of Nativity about. Now, I don't know whether you were watching the play carefully. I'm sure you were. Can anyone, particularly the children, can anyone spot something we may have forgotten in the Nativity? Anyone spot anything we forgot? Go on, Samuela. We didn't have a star, that's true. We haven't sung Happy Happy Days yet. No, we're going to do that, don't worry. Little moment. We didn't have a baby Jesus. We forgot the baby Jesus. He was under here the whole time. We forgot Jesus. The angels announced his arrival to Mary. The shepherds came to investigate him being there. The wise men came to worship him. And there was no baby Jesus. We forgot him. There he is. Thing is, the truth is, often at Christmas, we forget the baby Jesus. We get so caught up in singing the carols and the songs and watching the plays and enjoying the children being dressed up and the children enjoy being dressed up. And we love the twinkly lights and the Christmas trees. And we love the food and the turkey and the stuffing and the big box of quality streets. Oh, that's just me. We love the fun things on telly. We love getting presents and stockings and all the things we've been hoping for. We love spending time with our families and playing games. And it's all good fun. And in the midst of all the busyness, we forget Jesus. We forget that Christmas is all about him. Just like we forgot the baby Jesus in the midst of acting out the play, in the midst of the fun of dressing up and singing carols, we miss the star of the show. We miss the baby Jesus. And yet Christmas is all about him. It's why God sent angels to announce his birth. Angels are God's messengers. And there couldn't have been a bigger announcement. It was bigger than the Queen's speech on Christmas Day. Do you remember what it was? The angel said firstly to Mary, here it is.
Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
Did you hear what the angel said? That this one would be a king. He'd be the Son of the Most High. He would be the Son of God. He'd have a throne that lasts forever. He will be an eternal king. And the thing is, you don't forget kings. You don't forget royalty. You want to see them and hear what they have to say. It's why so many of us, isn't it, tune in at 3 o'clock on Christmas Day to BBC One to hear what the Queen has to say. And for many, we wouldn't dare miss Her Majesty's words. You just have to listen. You just have to hear what she says. And it's all part of Christmas, along with Uncle Jack's bad jokes and Brussels sprouts. And yet somehow, the king who will rule forever, not just 60 years, but for eternity. The king who reigns not just over a relatively small nation, but over 196 countries of the world. The one whose name is given to the very event we're celebrating. The one whose birth we're to remember, we forget. We forget to listen to what he says, to the message he wants us to hear at Christmas. And what is that message? Well, it's the same message that the angels proclaimed on that first Christmas night to the shepherds. Do you remember what it was? They said this.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. It will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.
Did you catch the key bit? Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. See, not only is Jesus the King, he's also the Saviour. And a Saviour is someone who rescues. And you only need a saviour if you're in danger. And what danger could we be in, and the shepherds possibly be been in, that God announced via the angels that the saviour of the world had been born? Well, if you were to read on in the Bible, you would discover that we're all in danger as those who are not friends with God. That we're in danger of being cut off from him forever. The Bible says we've all chosen to live in a way that does not please God, that ignores him, disobeys him as our creator. It's what the Bible calls sin. And God was angry with us because we've been disobedient, because we've not done what he wanted. And because he's God, and because he's made us, we're to obey him. And when we don't, he's angry, and rightly he's to punish us. And the punishment means that we can't be friends with him now and forever. And the Bible says that's a dangerous place to be. But you know what? God loves us so much that he sent his son to be our saviour, our rescuer from that danger. And he'll do it by growing up and dying on a cross, taking the very punishment we deserved, so that for all those who would believe in him as their saviour, they can be friends with God, not separated from him now and forever. See, that's the good news of Christmas. That's what we remember. That Jesus the King has come as our Saviour to make us friends with God again. And so this Christmas, in the midst of all the fun and joy, remember the true meaning of Christmas is all about a King who has come to save and rescue his people. Now that's something worth celebrating. And if you'd like to know more of what it means to be friends with God, to be rescued, we would love to tell you more. Whether you're young or whether you're old, we have groups for children every week from reception upwards where you can come and find out more about Jesus. And for adults, we run a course called Christianity Explored, which is a short course that looks at what Christianity is all about and what it means to follow Jesus. And we don't get you to sing, and we don't get you to read, and we don't get you to pray. It's just a chance to hear about Christianity and to ask your questions in an informal, relaxed setting. Or if you'd like to know more, come and speak with me today. We'd love to tell you more. We're going to invite the children back, and we're going to celebrate the good news that the King has come to save and rescue his people. And the children are going to sing the first verse and chorus, Happy, Happy Day. Sing for joy for Christmas. And the verse they sing says, Born to die and rise again, break the curse of death and save us from our sin. It's what we've just been talking about. And it is a happy, happy day when that has come.